Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey.
Hey.
Kailan huling episode mo?
In 2 weeks?
Uy, sorry about last week ha. Hindi naman porket malungkot ako sa gusto mong mangyari, ako na yung tama. I should have been more understanding. But I promise to support you with whatever your decision is.
Okay. Wala yun.
Friends?
Oo naman. Sa tagal ba naman natin magkasama? Friends.
Bati na tayo ah. Pag maganda yung show, libre kitang ramen.
Sally, maybe we should talk. May kailangan akong sabihin sa'yo.
Okay. Usap tayo mamaya pagkatapos nito.
This is URBN Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome to the new week and your second chance for that once-in-a-lifetime moment. This is Sally.
And this is Joel.
You're tuned in to Miss Connection. Before we settle in with today's story, we want to know, who's your favorite companion when listening to Kilig Stories? You can comment on our latest post, maybe give that person a shout-out on our Facebook page, Miss Connection PH, or you can mention them on Twitter. Don't forget to mention us too, at MISS Connection PH. Joel, ano masasabi mo?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but Sally is every kind of companion. Siya yung maraming side comment, yung nanghahampas kapag kinikilig.
Grabe, ba't mo ko nilalaglag?
Ota mo, may hampas yan. Okay lang yan. You're the best kind to have around.
Well.
Which is why you're hosting this show, the one and only Miss Connection, everyone.
Baka naman may single guys na nakikinig. Hindi lang po si Joel ang naghahanap ng makakasama.
Anyway, speaking of companions, we've all been that friend, the third wheel na mapapa sana all on the side while our couple friends have their love stories. Sometimes we're even the fifth or seventh wheel, but some people are actually okay with it, like our caller Patch. Listen to her story submission about a surprise plus one and how island flings, well, don't always need to be a classic romance.
Hello, everyone in Miss Connection. I'm Patch. I'm an accountant from San Juan. Single by choice, pero choice ng iba. I'm what they call the funny one sa barkada namin since high school. Yung voice of reason, yung hininga ng advice ng lahat. E paano ba yan? Sa akin sila lumalapit. Pero hindi ako pinagpapala sa love. Well, at least hindi naman kami nagkaiwanan, Diyos ko. Ano ba naman ang gagawin nila kung wala ako? Kami-kami pa rin ang magkakabarkada, with me as the seventh wheel. Mga ilang taon din ganito. Handa na akong maging isang rich, single tita na lagi nagta-travel around the world at bumabalik lang tuwing reunion. But life had special plans last summer. Alay mo yun?
Grace, Peter, gising na! Hindi, tanghali na. Malilate na tayo sa tour.
Tuwing Holy Week lang kami kumpleto ng high school barkada ko. That's the only sure time na nakakapagbakasyon kami every year. Last year, pinag-ipunan talaga namin mag-Boracay.
Rica, Kelvin, kayo rin, gising na!
Siyempre ako ang pinakamaagang gumising. Mahina yung wifi sa room ko. At ako na lang ang single sa barkada namin. kaya lalong walang pumupuyat sa akin.
Andy, Francis, ano na?
Ma'am, ready na kami, ma'am.
Okay, very good.
Ang aga mo, girl, ah.
Wala man akong kaagaw sa banyo, eh. Now, go, go, go! Malilate na tayo sa tour.
Consistent akong 7 wheel sa mga to. Minsan 9th wheel pa pagkasama ni Andy yung mga chikiting niya. Pero sana nga dinala niya ngayon para may kasama ako sa kwarto. How could I know na ganito na lang yung natirang room? Pwede ako magpatalbog-talbog dito, eh.
Tara na, guys!
Four, five, six, seven. Ay, kasha pang isa. Excuse me po, okay lang ba magsama tayo ng isa pang tao sa boat tour nyo?
Okay. Sige po.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello! Dito ko na lang umupo sa gitna namin. O, usog ko na lang tong gamit.
Thanks.
Okay, guys. So, let me just brief you again bago tayo magsimula. Ako si Christiana, and I will be your guide for today. The first stop of the tour is Puka Beach.
So, sobrang makwento siya. Deep, profound. Hindi maubusan ang sasabihin. At dahil wala akong jowa bells, kami ang magkatabi hanggang makarating kami sa Puka Beach.
Uy, may kayak for rent doon, oh.
Sige, tara.
Okay, so for the kayak, ang required number of tourists ay 2 per boat. If everyone could pair up para mabilis na lang...
Teka, paano si Patch?
Girl tayo. Pagkatapos namin ni Kelvin, balikan kita. Ikot din tayo.
Sus, carry lang, wag na.
Girl, promise. Mahilig ako magkayak. Gusto ko rin umulit.
Samahan ka na ni Rika, Patch. Kasi pagkatapos namin, kakain na ako. Gutom na ako eh.
Okay, sige. Thank you.
See you. Mabilis lang kami.
Hi, excuse me.
Yes?
Sorry, I couldn't help but over here. Kung gusto mo, pwede tayong mag-share sa kayak. Para kasabay mo yung friends mo.
Oh,
MJR, by the way.
Okay lang. Hintayin ko na lang sila.
Yeah, okay.
Salamat na rin.
No problem.
Patch, tawag ka na ni Rika.
Okay! Kita-kits na lang?
Yeah, see you.
Patch, let's go na!
Okay naman talaga siya eh, Sally and Joel. Hindi siya sobrang gwapo, pero cute siya. Hindi rin masyadong mamuscle, sakto lang. So far, parang hindi naman siya creep. So hindi ko alam kung bakit nireject ko siya. Then, nung bumalik kami, hindi ko na siya nakita. Anyway, pumunta kami sa resto na may Buddha lunch. Maraming tao. Nakasama na lang ulit namin siya nung napansin siya ni Kelvin.
Woo! Okay yung nakadalawa ako. Masusulit ko tong lunch.
Uy, di ba yun yung kasama natin? Ayun o, sa mesa dun. Di ba pagkausap kayo, Patch?
Medyo. Alam ko lang pangalan niya, JR.
Hello! Hello, JR!
Uy, yung gulo nito. Nanahimik yung tao.
May space pa dito. At marami pang ulam.
Ay, matangkad pala si Kuya.
Hi, salamat ah. Sa dami ng tao, hindi ko alam kung saan ako lulugar eh.
No worries. Sit down. Patch, usog tayo. Kilala mo na ba lahat?
So guys, this is JR.
At ito yung friend ni Rika, right? Dahil hindi siya nagpakilala kanina.
Oh my God. Hindi ba ako nagpakilala? Sorry. Ako si Patch.
Nice to meet you, Patch.
So, bakit ka nasa Boracay ngayon, JR?
Wala lang. Nisipan ko lang pumunta. Never pa akong nakabora mag-isa eh. Okay daw dito magmuni-muni.
Oo nga, bihirang solo male travelers. So, andito ka para mag-soul searching?
Ayos din yan, Brad. Madami kang mapipick up na chicks dito.
Hoy!
Hindi! Wala akong hinahanap. May gusto lang akong kalimutan.
Ooh, yes!
You know?
Aba, may pinagdadaanan.
At dahil dyan, ikain mo na lang yung paglimot mo. Papasa nga ng liyempo.
Nung pabalik na kami sa resort, magkatabi uli kami ni JR. Pero hindi pa rin kami nag-uusap. Ang layo ng tingin niya, nasa sunset, ang drama. Pero medyo nakasmile siya. Yung parang enjoy lang siya, he seems content. So tumingin din ako sa sunset kasi gusto ko rin maging content. Oh, ito na, ito na. Siyempre, ang highlight nitong lahat. Inuman. That night, pumunta kami sa unang bar na nakita namin. Maaga pa nun. Tapos pumunta ako sa CR. And who else should I run into na nagsosolo with his drink and pulutan na taco? Uy, andito ka rin pala.
Uy, nagulat naman ako.
Anong cocktail yan? Anong halo ng orange juice?
Ano? Yellow.
Ha? Asan ang beer mo? Akala ko may gusto kang kalimutan.
Wala silang pili.
At sino naka-move on sa kakainom ng pongkana?
Ayoko rin na mauminom mag-isa.
Ay nako, ilan ba yung problema? Sama ka sa amin. May table kami sa loob. Tara na, para lang nasa bangka tayo ulit. Para na rin talaga namin siyang kabarkada. Halos buong araw ba naman namin kasama sa gimmick namin? Kung ano-ano nang tinanong namin. Ano ba talaga nangyari sa kanila ng ex niya? Wala. Puro one syllable pa rin ang mga sagot ni John. Kaya, pinainom namin ng pinainom. At nalaman namin na totoo nga. Pale nga lang iniinom niya. Kaya, ayun.
JR?
Uy, pre. Okay ka lang?
Okay lang. Medyo natitigay lang ako. Okay. May kasama yon.
Ay, oh my gosh.
Hala, bilis. Tayo.
Takbo kayo sa beach.
Hindi, ano ba? Huwag kayong tumakbo.
Oh, ang romantic, di ba? Kasama ko ang isang heartbroken pretty boy na gustong lunurin ang mga alaala sa orange juice at pale. Nasusuka by the beach. Under the stars pa. Dyan sa may ugat ng puno. Ano, okay ka na?
Yeah. Much better.
Oh, baka gusto mong maupo muna. Tara, dito. Sorry nga pala.
Ha? Bakit?
Sa kanina, yung sa kayak. Ang default ko pag kinakausap ako ng stranger ay, no, ayoko.
Gets naman.
Appreciate ko yung offer though.
Ako ang dapat mag-sorry. Napahiwalay ko tuloy sa friends mo ngayon.
Hindi, okay lang yun. Magkakasama naman kami sa tour namin bukas. Oh, sama ka ulit.
Bukas? Di na pwede. Flight ko na bukas.
Ay, ang bilis naman. Bilis mo naman maka-move on.
Di pa nga eh. Kaya ayoko pa sana umalis.
Okay, done. 9 a.m. Meet uli tayo kung saan tayo sumakay kanina. Ibang boat naman ang sasakyan natin para sa kabilang island naman.
Tignan natin.
So, sino nga ba siya?
Long story short, magte-10 years na kami dapat. Akala ko, pag mas matagal ng pagsasama, mas sigurado na kayo eh.
Oh, wow. Sakit nga.
Okay lang yun. At least nalaman namin na hindi kami para sa isa't isa.
Wow, okay. Growth. Good job.
Pero yung sunod kong girlfriend, 1 year lang kami. Happy kami. Eh, mapaglaro din ng tadana eh. Ipibigay sa'yo pero aagawin din.
At least 1 year lang ang nawala?
Alam mo yung nakakatawa? Parang mas masakit pa yun.
Talaga? Kaysa sa 10 years?
Oo. Kasi parang pareho silang bumitaw. Pero ito, getting to know you pa lang, wala na. Para bang hindi man lang siya naghanap ng paraan o dahilan para ipaglaban kami. Buti pa yung 10 years masasabi mong sinubukan nyo talaga eh. Baka hindi lang talaga kayo para sa isa't isa. Ang cheesy. Pero kung wala mang the one, pati ba anyone wala?
Oo nga, ang cheesy. Ayos ka rin mag-isip, ano? Pero gets. At least ikaw nakaranas na ng matagal na jowa, no? Ako wala pang lampas ng 6 months. Feeling ko rin ang dami kong time na nasayang, kaka-worry na hindi ako ganun kaganda.
Ngayon, naniniwala ka ng maganda ka?
Hindi, pero tanggap ko na. Idaan na lang natin sa confidence.
Okay lang yan. Nung bata ako, ang tawag sa akin, Katsupoy.
Tapos nag-glow up ka?
Hindi. Iniba ko lang yung hati ng buko.
Ang tawag sa akin dati, Tender Juicy. Kasi baon ko lagi hotdog.
At least hindi physical. To be fair, malakas ang staying power ng Juicy.
Totoo naman, uso pa rin.
So in a way, classic ang beauty mo.
Aba! Apir! At kamusta na itsura ng mga classmate mo dati? Kamusta ang hairline nila? Maganyan ba silang kaganda na buhok?
Di ko alam kasi lahat sila naka-fedora sa profile pictures nila eh.
Tapos nakasalamin kahit wala namang grado.
For what it's worth, I think you're cute.
Asus? Thanks. Cute ka rin.
Ikaw yung una kong napansin dun sa boat.
Dahil mag-isa ako?
Di ko nga napansin yun eh. Until sumakay na kayo.
So ano nakita mo?
Na sinisiguro mong okay silang lahat. Sweet, nakangiti kahit ang init-init, and yes, you were cute.
O siya, fine. I thought you were pretty cute too. Yun yung nasa isip ko nung nakita kita.
And sweet, and smiling kahit ang init-init.
Parang ang sabi ko, cute lang.
Ah, okay.
Parang ang sungit mo kasi eh. Or rather, hindi ka makwento kahit kinakausap kanina Francis.
I guess I need to work on that. Hindi kasi ako madaling mag-open up eh. Kailangan may level of trust bago ako magkwento.
Ganon?
Hindi. Parang ganito.
Okay. Noted. Thanks.
Thank you din.
It's a nice night, ano? Bagay sa muni-muni natin.
Nice night.
May fireflies pa, oh. Tingnan mo, andun sa may buhangin.
Parang upos yata ng Yossi yan na may apoy pa.
Ay, ano ba yan? Akala ko may moment pa tayo. Yoko na, uwi na tayo.
Tayo? Invitation ba yan?
Well, expression lang kasi yon. Parang, don't me, ganyan.
Okay, gets.
Pero malaki ang kwarto ko.
Oh?
As in, conference room ata yun na may kama.
May kasama ka?
Wala, ako lang.
Sa ngayon?
Baka yung alcohol ang nagsalita at nag-decide. Usually, ako ang unang pumapasok sa room ko at unang lumalabas. Never kong inisip na magkaka-island fling ako. Hindi ko na na-process kung rebound ba niya ako or what. Hindi ko na naisip yung mga yon. Ang alam ko lang, pagpatay ng ilaw, when I closed my eyes, it was a good night. Sa wakas, napuyat ako.
Okay na po, alis na tayo. Lampas alas 9 na po, oh.
Patch, tara. May kulang pa ba?
1, 2, 3, wala.
Tara na.
Okay, let's go.
Nine a.m. Sabay ng flight niya ang tour namin the next morning. Pinaalala ko naman sa kanya bago kami makatulog. Pero pagising namin, wala na siyang ibang sinabi kundi I had a great time. At kailangan ko pa mag-impake. Ako namang si Gaga. Hindi ko na siya nagawang pigilan, walang pag-uusap at all. Until now, nasa isip ko yung mga bagay na sinabi ko dapat. And I wonder, kahit saglit lang, did he ever consider to stay?
OMG! That was Patch with her story of her island fling. Nakakabitin naman ito. I had so many questions. What do you think JR was thinking, Joel?
He seemed like a good guy. Di kaya nahiya siya. Parang feeling ko talaga may nararamdaman siya para kay Patch eh.
Lots of things to ponder on, and we will get to that when we get on the line with Patch after the break.
It's 1993. Fidel V. Ramos is president. The Guapings are hot stuff. a new band of UP students called the Eraserheads are about to start recording their first album. And a young reporter named Hil Bogawisan is applying for a job at the Philippine Daily Inquirer. But he needed his school transcript, and so he goes back to his college in Laguna, to the University of the Philippines, Los Baños. When he gets there, the campus is abuzz with news and tension. Two bodies have been found. And Hil is thrust into the biggest story of his young career.
Everybody shocked because especially si Eileen, she's pretty popular.
It is a story you have heard before, but you have not heard it this way. Using the Inquirer archives, court documents, and new interviews with the reporters who covered the case,
the Sanchez story was the biggest story I had worked on as a reporter.
Sarmenta, Alan Gomez, nag-start siya missing persons lang.
Nagwewelga na yung mga taga-UBLB. Nung nagkakagulo na sila, tapos na-pressure niya na yung national government.
And when she got to the part where she said, guilty, the courtroom exploded.
As well as the investigators and lawyers who worked on it.
Now, the break came when two of those who participated in the crime came up.
Noong nahuli na si Centeno, naiba yung complexion, naiba yung theory. Kasi nga, lumalabas, naging incidental victim si Alan Gomez.
Private detective agency and used their polygraph.
Every day, araw-araw, magbiyahe kami sa Los Baños, pupunta kami ng Pasig.
We piece together this heinous tale of evil, exploitation, a double murder, the dogged, infuriating pursuit of justice, and of two young, beautiful lives lost.
I'm Pam Pastor.
Sal, baka dapat mag-usap na tayo ngayon.
May oras naman ako pagkatapos ng show. Is it urgent?
Matagal ko na dapat ito sinabi sa'yo. I didn't know if I should, but I figured I owe you that, at least na malaman mo to.
Ang alin?
Si Ivan. He's coming home.
Ivan? As in, my Ivan?
Yes, your ex, Ivan.
Are you sure? Paano mo nalaman? Kailan pa? Did he talk to you?
High school batchmates kami, di ba? Sinabi niya sa group chat namin just last week. Wala namang gaanong napag-uusapan pa. Nagkamustahan lang.
Does he want to see me? Kaya mo to sinasabi sa akin?
Oh, no. I just thought you deserved to know. I'm sorry. Baka dapat mamaya ako na lang sinabi.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Ako si Macy Hoven, at ito ang Sa Fish, My Forever, a podcast on small-scale fisheries and its impact on communities. Brought to you by Rare Philippines in partnership with Puma Podcast. Fish forever,
pantayan ang kanagatan. This is URBN Radio.
Welcome back to Miss Connection. I'm Joel, of course, with Sally. And we have Patch on the line with us.
Yeah. Patch, are you there?
Hello. Kamusta naman?
Oh, wow. I love your energy. Kailangan natin i-match yan.
Kami yata dapat ang nangangamusta sa'yo, ah.
Sorry naman.
Anyway, that was such an intriguing story. So do give us more of it. Joel, do you have questions for Patch?
Oh, so Patch, I'm sure ilang beses mo na tong binabalikan. How do you feel about the fling? Do you still consider it as just that or maybe something else?
Well, iba ang pinanggalingan namin dalawa coming into it. Siya, may gustong makalimutan. Ako, I guess I was taking a chance on something different. Naging komplikado siya sa huli, but between that, we were good buddies. At bilang walang naging closure ang gabi noon, that's the easier way for me na isipin to.
I see.
Patch, What are you looking forward to in case you meet him again? May gusto ko bang sabihin or...
I want to figure it out kapag nagkita na kami. Kung magkita kami.
Right.
Nagkasundo naman kami, so baka naman.
Sige, push natin yan. Anong natatandaan mo sa kanya? How would you describe him?
My God, hindi nga ako sigurado kung ano ba talaga ang JR niya eh. Kung parang junior ba or parang yung R&B singer. Hay, yung physique niya, he's tall, he's not very muscular. Hindi ko na alam kung saan ang hati ng buhok niya ngayon. Mukhang deep ang mga mata niya. Siguro tulad ng kay Timothée Chalamet.
I love that. Sana mahanap mo si JR and I really hope you get more than just one day together. Thank you, Patch.
Thank you then. Bye.
And thank you everyone for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed Patch's story as much as we did. If you know JR or you are JR, get in touch with us.
Of course, at the end of the show, we like to share other stories sent in by our listeners.
But sadly, we've come to the end of the show and we'll have to save those stories for next time. Do message us if you have more. As always, that's at Miss Connection on Facebook and Twitter, M-I-S-S Connection P-H. This has been Sally.
And Joel.
Catch you all next time on Miss Connection.
This is URBN Radio.
Sorry, Joe. Alam kong nakapila pa ang submissions. Di ko lang kaya na. What do I do?
Huh? Nothing.
Well, hindi na ako umasang uuwi siya. Tapos, now you surprise me with this news?
Oh, so kasalanan ko pa ngayon? Eh, kasalanan ko rin kung nalaman mo tas di kita sinabihan.
It's just...
It's been 4 years, Sal. Get over him.
Wait, dito ka muna. I need you.
Hindi ko na alam kung anong gagawin ko. 4 years na akong nakikinig sa mga drama mo. Ivan this, Ivan that. I listen. I tell you to move on. Forget about him. He's not worth it, Sal. Open your eyes and stop being stubborn.
Jowa naman!
I'm serious. Kahit anong tulong ang hingin mo, ayoko na. I'm over this. I want you to be happy, Sal. Believe me, I really do. But I can't seem to do that for you.
What do you mean?
I'm in love with you. I love you. Matagal na. Hindi mo lang nakikita. And I'm done. Tapos na ako. And now, I'm leaving.
Desperately in love with you. Desperately in love. I'm desperately in love with you. Desperately in love.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.